The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
He wants me to lead us in his titled Optimizing Your Grace for an Impactful Ministry. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we want to appreciate you once again for the opportunity given to us to gather at your feet this morning, to learn from you, so that we can be flourishing in every area of our lives. And Daddy, I commit the totality of my life and myself into your hands to deliver this message. And I pray for everyone here that you grant unto us listening ears and hearts to do the word in the name of Jesus Christ. After speaking this word, after hearing this word, none of us will be condemned in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, blessed Father. We worship you, we adore you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Once again, the title is Optimizing Your Grace for an Impactful Ministry. Let us listen to this from Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but by the grace of God that is with me. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. So I want to start by telling us a few things about some keywords that we have here, and starting from optimizing. To optimize is to make the best or most effective use of something, situation, opportunity, or resources. Why? Grace is commonly defined as unmerited favor. It is regarded as unmerited, not because the recipient does not need or desire the favor, but that the person is not qualified to have it. And that is why the word of God says, if God is going to mark sin, who among us here today can stand? Nobody. Nobody. But God, in his infinite grace, has blessed us, has chosen us, has placed us in a place so that we can be enjoying what ordinarily we were not qualified to have. Grace in Christian theology also refers to the spontaneous or merited gift of the divine favor in the salvation of sinners and the divine influence operating in man for his regeneration and sanctification. Therefore, grace is favor, grace is free, not because you have money. In fact, if one is not careful, the wealthy people, the rich people, might not appropriate grace of God upon their lives. Here, from this term, I want to tell us that we have two forms of grace. Number one is the one by which we are saved, as we have it in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. This is the faith that drew us out of the world of sin and shame and brought us into the living relationship with God. It is the grace of God. And that is the first type of grace. The other graces, I use plural, are divine abilities given to us by which we are supposed to serve God and reach the world with his love. Those graces, actually, they are the focus of this very seminar. So the topic implies how one can rely on the favor of God upon one's life in accomplishing God's call or task given to us without really relying on human efforts or support. That is not to say that we don't need the support of other people in order to be effective and in order to make our ministry impactful. But that you do not rely on that, you do not rely on your power, you do not rely on your talents or what God has given to you as the main. But bearing it in mind that you cannot succeed without utilizing, optimizing, making maximum use of what God has deposited into your life. And that is why I said that the first fold of grace is the one that has brought us into a deeper relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the second one are those things deposited by God into our lives so that we can succeed in every area of our lives, especially in Christian ministry that we have found ourselves. When we are talking about Christian ministry, what are we saying? We are talking about activity carried out by Christians to express or spread their faith, the prototype being the Great Commission. That is actually the greatest thing. Unfortunately, many Christian ministries today, many churches today, are preoccupied with many activities, though they may be thinking that they are gospel-oriented. But many ministries have failed to put all these things on way and see, are they really yielding the desired results of bringing people unto the Lord Jesus Christ? It's a very serious challenge that we have today. The Lord will help all our understanding in Jesus' name. At times, many people believe, or many ministries believe, that too many programs are the marks of growth or effectiveness of being impactful. Honestly speaking, reverse is the case. You really want to know whether the ministry is impactful. Then you look into the lives of the members. What kind of relationship do they have with the God they are serving? That is number one in this. And the second one is to know whether they also are making disciples or not. Because that is what we are called to do. To make disciples. Are we really making disciples? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Time will not permit me to talk about different kinds of graces. You can sing. Many people are orators that God has loaded them with various gifts. And those are the things, the second fold of grace that I'm talking about today. That is the abilities given to you, powers given to you by God in order to live successfully and to make impactful ministry. I want to talk about things that can help us to make use of what God has deposited into our lives as graces in order to have impactful ministry, successful ministry, flourishing ministry. Number one thing is that there is the need for you to be activating the grace that God has given to you, that is putting grace to work. Let me give you an example. You are somebody that have that very gift of giving. Though every Christian should be a giver. But there are people, it's like they can pluck out their eyes and give unto people. It's a grace. Because for many Christians, if you get to their house, they will not give you a cup of water. Though it's not supposed to be so anyway. We must be hospitable. Hospitality is one of the graces that God has given to us. But as a minister, you must not be like that. If members of your churches are coming to you today. That you are, we have come to greet you or whatever. And they say, oh, how are you? Hope you are fine. God bless you. They are staying 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You cannot even say, oh, can I give you a cup of water? You don't say that. Then what are you teaching them? Because we are talking about optimizing the grace God has given to you. If you have the grace of giving and you do not put them into practice, you are not activating that grace, honestly speaking, it cannot work. And that one may debar the growth of your ministry. Therefore, you grow in depth of giving grace. You learn more about what God has given unto you. You read the Bible. You study the Word of God. And not just studying, you teach the Word of God by words and by action. Because what you do speaks more than what you say. Many people don't know. Because if you are saying what you are not doing, and when you are saying anything about you, you are not doing it. So you can say. So that is why you have to be growing in the grace, studying the Word of God. Then you work hard in studying the Word of God. When you look at the noises surrounding us today, sincerely, it is not easy to really have a thorough study of God's Word. But we cannot be looking at that and say that it's an excuse. Baba has said it this morning once again. Do not give excuse for your mediocrity. Do not give any excuse for your lapses. Make sure that you do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. A worker who does not need to be ashamed. And how can one be ashamed? When you are not optimizing the grace that God has given to you. You can be a teacher, a good teacher who can talk and talk and talk and talk. If you are not doing what you are teaching, honestly speaking, one is living a life of shame. We will not be shameful in the name of Jesus. Then you want to optimize God's grace for effective ministry, you must be a woman and a man of vision. Have vision for your life. Behind every success, there is a vision. And behind every vision, there is a visionary. That is the creative thinker, prophet, and prophetess. I've heard that coinage from Daddy Odeoke. One day, you must be a creative thinker. You know, ask yourself this question. I usually ask people when they are saying that they are going into ministry. I ask them, why are you going into the ministry? Is it because there is no job? That you are going into the ministry? I'm not speaking of myself, but I remember when people were troubling me. I have some people in the ministry. Professor Kennedy, I think I've seen him. Around. They know what happened. People are saying, you see, you have not gotten job because you are not doing what God wants you to do. What is that thing that God wants me to go and establish a ministry? No, God has not told me that I should go and establish a ministry. You know, one of the problems we have in Africa today, especially in Nigeria, is the idea of creating a ministry when you don't have a job. It's a serious problem. There are countries whereby once you are a minister, you will be paid. You have your salary being paid, and you must be accountable unto the government. It's not what we do here that says I'm the owner of the ministry and you have billions, that you cannot even give account of the source. And the members of the churches are wearing rags. We are talking about impactful ministry. I usually say it by the grace of God. A lot of the people are here. That I will not be a pastor of poor people. Nara. So I am not the only one that will be shining. Members of my church must shine as well. Growing in holiness, members of my church must grow in holiness. Discipling, yes, members of my church should be able to disciple others. Those are the marks of impactful and successful ministry. But in a situation whereby it is only the leader of the ministry that is shining, we usually tell people, come to Christ's way. We are shining. And we continue to shine and be flourishing in the name of Jesus Christ. As a minister that wants to have impactful ministry, you must be focused. That is, you live purposefully. There must be sense of godly and positive purpose. Value your vision. Value your mission. All these things matter a lot. And value your career. If you take ministry as your career, that is all you do. There is the need for you to have vision. Why am I here? How am I to do it? How am I doing it? Those are questions that you should ask yourself. I am not a carrier of bad news. But I've seen a situation whereby somebody was saying that God called me and whatever, he started the ministry and was doing this sugar. Soonest, this man abandoned the ministry and whatever, and he went to a far place to be farming. Why? Because God might really call him. I'm not doubting that. But what I'm saying in essence is that, are you a man of vision? Do you value your vision? Do you follow the vision that you have? Even for this work, for this ministry, it is very, very important. And in ministry, there are troubles, there are challenges, there are oppositions, there are many things that will be telling you that you should stop ministry, than things that will be telling you that you should continue. Well, I know Baba, and my Babas here know what I'm talking about better. So therefore, you have to determine, refuse all disturbances, all discouragements, and all hindrances. If you really want to be effective and have impactful ministry, refuse all disturbances, discouragements, and hindrances. There are things that will be telling you, even me as a small boy in the ministry, I can tell you a lot. I remember one day when I composed a message that I wanted to send to my superior, that look, I'm tired of these things. Oh, my health is not good. I have so many challenges and whatever. And I bless God when I discussed it with my wife, the way she looked at it. So, take all these challenges, challenge them by the power of God in you. That's one of the ways whereby you can optimize the grace that God has given to you. And I say it, determination. You will have to develop discipline, perseverance, resilience, and drive. And the easiest road to developing these qualities is learning to value yourself for your abilities that God has given unto you, courage, worth. And you must value your existence, Lord, and doing your work. Value why you are doing what you are doing. Thank God we have this thing printed. So, wherever my time, just let me know. I will stop so that I will not waste other people's time. Listen to this man, Henry Van Dyke. Some succeed because they are destined to, but most succeed because they are determined to. So in ministry, don't compare yourself with anybody. See yourself as somebody that God has called. And let me say this. We are not talking about pastors and reverend and bishops alone. No. As a child of God, you are a minister. Then value what you are doing for God. Not just tent making or full time that we are talking about. And that one will lead me to being a goal setter. Set goals. What do you want for the ministry that God has committed into your hands? I'm not talking of Christ's way ministry. If you are a usher, for example, maybe you are the leader there. What are your visions for that very unit? Choir? What are your goals? What are the visions that you have? So you must be a goal setter. Yoruba will say, "Emo to ba ti ni oju opo ki si are sa." Be a goal setter. The victory of success is half won when one gains the habit of setting goals and achieving them. Listen to Mandino. Even the most tedious crawl will become endurable as you parade through each day, convinced that every task, no matter how many or boring, brings you closer to fulfilling your dreams. How? Maybe it's a tedious one. It might even be a dirty one, like the ushering job now. God sees you. And let me tell you, it's an indication. It's very, very symbolic that every dead thing in your life, the Lord will cleanse in the name of Jesus. Then be humble. This is another important thing. If you really want to optimize the grace of God upon your life as a minister, as a Christian worker in the church. And that it says, the way up is the way down. And the Bible says, woe unto thee that despise the days of little beginning. Do not despise the job you are doing. Just like I said, I made the ushering job as one of the examples. Make sure you love it so much. Do not be too big for any job. Who are you? The Ephesus City people will testify. When we were building the church, I'm not saying that you should do it if you are not familiar with it. But I know that God has given me that grace. Why won't I do it? Why will I go and call somebody that will take another money? That money can be used for something else if you have that grace and the ability. So don't be too proud. Humility helps you to become teachable, and that is the way to get more knowledge to doing something better. Don't see yourself as a big man of God that is untouchable. Be humble. And never ascribe any glory to yourself in the ministry. It is very important. Oh, you don't know me, or whatever. Everyone pronouns come and by me. See God. Put God there. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Every effective minister must be a servant, not a boss. At least Jesus showed us examples by washing the feet of his disciples. Be a servant. Have it on mind that you want to serve the people you are leading. Unit leader, pastors, deacons, deaconesses, you are a servant. Don't consider yourself as a parochial unit that will be untouchable. You believe, yes, let us be controlling this, let us be. No. Be humble. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Be dedicated and committed to excellence. Have the focus and the mind of excellence in ministry. As a unit leader, what do you expect? Like I said the other time, see your unit as your ministry. You must guard that ministry effectively. Be committed. Be dedicated to excellence. Avoid aimless wandering and careless visitation. Be seriously committed to your goals. Avoid frivolity. Never be uncommitted to your goals as ministers and your pursuits. We have spoken about vision the other time. We have spoken about mission. Then you must be committed to whatever you find yourself doing as ministry. Then you must be rugged as well and be ready to suffer. And Paul said to Timothy, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Each Christian, like a soldier, has been called to suffer for Christ. So, as a Christian minister, if you really want to succeed, there is the need for you to be rugged. Then, disciplining or self-denial. This is serious as well, because many people have made shipwreck of their ministries because of lack of discipline. Avoid distractions and distractors. They usually destroy destinies. There are many. Be careful the way you use your social media.
se npa wa agbalagba gan ti wa di nkan si di social media igba ka ma nbu awon ma bi so bi bu na agbalagba bi on jeun o mbe o ma te o ti kini ti di demon isi wa o ti da o. As a minister, it's a grace that God has given to you to have this. So that is why you do not allow it to become demons unto you, to become a monster. Then you must be its master. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't undo your life carelessly. Work hard in disciplining your body. If you really want to optimize your grace, the grace that God has given unto you. Avoid being lazy. Work hard at everything you do. Whatever you do, work at it well with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not men. You are a sweeper in the church. As a worker, you are a minister. You are not doing it to impress any pastor. If you are doing it to impress pastor, honestly speaking, you have received your gain and the blessings. So your reward is with God. So it is the Lord Jesus Christ that you are serving. You are not serving human being. Then plan it. Plan your programs, plan your ministry's work, plan whatever you want to do within the unit, within the church as a pastor. I'm sure many people at the secretariat will want to believe with me that before we are using the joint message, joint everything, we usually meet in any church that I've pastored or that I'm pastoring twice on programs for the year, January to June. Titles of the messages, the ministers we are inviting, and whatever. Like I said the other time, M to bati ni oju opo ki si arisa. He is a kankansi wiri wiri, kankansi wiri wiri. You know what that? The message of Sunday, you now take on, you take it on Saturday or Friday, is not too good. The Lord will continue to help us. Even as a ministry, as we are using joint messages, we can make it something that will give us opportunities to plan very well and to make use of the best time. It's a very serious matter. I remember when I was invited sometimes in one university abroad to spend some months with them. 2 years before the invitation, the real invitation that will allow me to take visa, they have sent me the topic that I'm going to teach every day. I want to see this. I couldn't try, mommy. But to authenticate what you have said, Penibu, when I came back, so I was doing that, I got to the department and I said that, yeah, rain semester courses and all those things, we have to plan it. I said, and they threw it out as if I was not talking something sensible. Even in ministry, yes, Holy Spirit is leading us, but there is the need for us to plan. No, planning is a serious thing. No, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So make use of any opportunity that comes your way. And then we want to talk about, then never waste time, please. As a minister, don't, let me give you an example. In a church whereby you have many students, and you say, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh Lord. And it only exam, tabunites, yomo, winiku. Say, bye-bye, mountain, sister. And that is why you have people, they will leave the program. And if you are not careful, they say, you are rebellious. You know, rebellion is a demon. You don't want to rebel, you are going to rebel. Because you want to waste their lives. A time waster is a life waster. Don't waste people's time at all in the church. You still have many years to live. You cannot finish every message in a single day. Give 5 minutes message, 15 minutes. ba bu obe sinu epo epa eni ti o yo yo kini soro e.
So you must be sensitive to guidance from the Holy Spirit. If you really want to use the grace, yes, you are a very good speaker. You have the knowledge of the word of God. Listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I've been in the ministers' conference whereby we said, I think Baba Billy said we are using this. And God ministered to him. Anybody. And when he got to the podium and he made the announcement, people were looking at You cannot give every message in a single day. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I'm sure God is speaking to us even as a ministry. Faith in God's promises for your life and ministry. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Whatever you ask, you must ask in faith. Have faith in yourself that with God, all things are possible. It's a ministry. Hello, baby. Okay. But if you have faith, you know that whatever we are experiencing now, God is there for us.
E wo testimony ye igba ti awon mogun ifojuri ti won me gbogbo aye jiajia ti an so gbogbo mu ni gbagbo ti an so gbogbo wa do ma wo ta wa nkan kuku
yeah
but I say ye de all any can you ni bakini lo
aus ni ba lo luruko Jesus. Rely on God's power and not on your power. One of the characteristics of effective ministers is that they rely on the power of God. And this will seem to be something that doesn't need to be said. However, many ministers fail in this area. They abrogate power unto themselves. Yes, God has given us anointing, but let us give glory, honor, unto him. I want to say this as the last for today. There are many other things. Work hard in prayers. Matthew 7:7 says, what? Ask, it shall be given. Seek, it shall be found. Then knock very well. So you have to make all your requests known unto God if you really want to optimize the grace of God upon your life. Enough is enough for murmurings, for grumblings. Pray to God to break all barriers on your way to success in ministry. Pray prayer of breakthroughs from poverty and lacks. Yes. That's the truth. Pray for breakthrough. Pray for uncommon favor and sudden breakthroughs like men and women of God. Draw God's power upon yourself and situations for divine visitations in your ministry. Pray against causes of poverty and lack in the lives of your family, of your members. Pray for members of your church. Look at what Apostle Paul says. I want you to know how much I am struggling for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. Pray for members of your ministry. I can assure you, you will succeed in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray? Because of my time. Let us pray. I want you to pray unto God. God, grant unto me the grace and the power to optimize the grace that you have given to me and to have impactful ministry. And so shall it be in Jesus' name.